I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Another caller says, I used to have a struggle with school and now have a hard time gaining confidence in leadership roles at work, even when others tell me I'd be good at it. How can I overcome this fear or insecurity? It's like a battle in my mind, she says.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. You're probably going to need to actually speak with a professional for the same reason. If you decided you wanted to learn a new language, you're speaking English your whole life, it's the only language you've ever known, and you decide you want to go to Germany and work, but you know it's going to help you if you speak German first. Well, do you just say, you know, I really need to speak German, or do you actually have to get with somebody who speaks German to teach you how to speak this new language? Well, you know, our minds are like that. If you have a certain habit pattern of thinking automatically about how you process information that's deeply embedded, it's very difficult for a person to change that without somebody assisting them to instruct them and help them see where those cognitive distortions are happening. So I wouldn't say find a good Christian therapist who can do cognitive therapy with you and process over this. You will identify there are certain automatic thoughts that you have that you don't even see. And what I mean by that, in the same way you get up in the morning, do you say, oh, you know, today I'm going to think in English. No, we never do that. It's always on. Everything gets filtered through it. We don't even realize we're using English unless somebody points it out. That's the only language we know. And in the same way, we have certain automatic perspectives that we filter reality through that are on all the time. And unless we have somebody point those out to us, then we never even question them. And that's where the therapist can come in. But just like you can learn a new language, you can replace those unhealthy automated filters with healthier ones. And that's, so I would say, get in with a good cognitive therapist.
And I mean, it's true, right, that we can actually reprogram our minds to think differently.
Yes, absolutely. And the way the mind-brain relationship is, your mind is analogous to a computer software. Your belief systems, your language, you and I have an English software package which was uploaded into our being after we were born. It's not genetically programmed. But whatever our mind chooses to do, whether you and I choose to take a new foreign language class, we decide to take up golf, we want to start art classes, whatever we decide to do, as we engage in those activities, whether it's cognitive work or behavioral work, learning to lay bricks as a brick mason, the brain will begin making new neurons and new neural connections to correspond to those actions and thoughts that we are choosing to do. And thus, the more we do it, the more those neural pathways get established, the more effective or proficient we get at doing that. And that is another one of God's design laws. It's called the law of exertion. If you want something to get stronger, you must exercise it. If you want stronger muscles, you must exercise them. If you want stronger math skills, you must work problems. If you want a stronger musical ability, you must practice your instrument. But the more you exercise things, the stronger they get. And you actually build new neural pathways based on the choices of your mind.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.